Please listen carefully.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. So today's episode is something that I'm really, really passionate about. So when I started making the switch to a non-toxic lifestyle and just using safer products, I started with deodorant. It was just an easy swap. And there's honestly so many options out there that it's easy to pick one up at, you know, a regular grocery store. You really need to find one that works with your body chemistry, in my opinion. I've tried many brands that don't work for my body but work for others. And I think that's a really important tip that I would share with everyone, is that if you try one and it doesn't work, don't give up. Try another one. Another tip when you're switching over to a non-toxic deodorant is you might need to detox your pits first. So we actually go over all of that and more in today's episode with Kelsey Hunt. It's actually pretty cool. She started as like a TV producer, and now she is creating natural alternatives on the market for deodorant. She's a mama. And she's just this badass business babe. So I think you guys are really going to find out a lot of information about natural alternatives to what's on the market right now, and just a little bit more insight into her entrepreneurial lifestyle. So without further ado, let's jump into today's podcast episode with Kelsey Hunt of Clean Pits. I don't know about you guys, but I literally cannot survive a morning without sipping on something hot. Even in the summer, I just love sipping on something hot. So whether that be coffee, or lately I've been really enjoying Copper Cup. So they are a organic, dairy-free, caffeine-free, adaptogenic blend. They have three varieties. They have a turmeric golden milk latte. They have a ginseng, which is super greens. And then they have a, okay, bear with me because I'm totally going to butcher this name, but Shisandra berry. It's a red latte. And they are made to relieve stress and improve your mood and give you that boost of energy without caffeine. They're actually really good at night as well because they help you sleep better. And they're made with powerful adaptogenic spices. All you have to do is you take the powder. I actually like to froth the milk first, and you mix the powder and the milk of your choice. It could be, you know, nut milk, coconut milk, dairy, whatever you want. And then you can also add things like honey or cinnamon. I find that if I have coffee in the morning, sometimes I hit like that 2 o'clock slump. So Copper Cup is like the perfect way to, you know, get that boost of energy without filling your body with a ton of caffeine. So if you would like to try Drink Copper Cup, you can head over to their website, drinkcoppercup.com. And then the other cool thing is they actually have this deal. You can try all three flavors for just $6.99, and that's right on their website. And then, I'm not sure what podcast episode it is yet, but stay tuned because I interviewed the two beautiful women who own and run Copper Cup, and they just have like the most magical story. You know, they harvest all their product from Hawaii. It's sustainable farming. It's organic. It's just a really wonderful and consumer-conscious business that I'm really proud to support. And I'm super thankful that they support my business as well. So If I were you, I would head over to Drink Copper Cup right now and give them a try.
Whenever you're ready.
Hi, Kelsey. Welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, Erica. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I'm really excited to chat clean beauty and natural deodorant. So a fun fact, natural deodorant was my first switch into the clean beauty world.
Yay.
And I feel like it's such an important switch. So I'm really excited to chat with you and hear how you created your company Clean Pits. But let's get a little bit more about you. Can you give us a brief background about yourself?
Sure, absolutely. My background is not in the clean beauty world, and we'll talk about how I got to create this company in a little bit, but my background is actually in daytime television. So I was a soap opera producer in New York City for 16 years. My husband and I met there and got married. We had two boys while we were living in the city, and we really wanted to slow our life down. So we ended up moving back to Colorado in 2012. And I was producing television and video work for a university here in Colorado.
How exciting. I had no idea you worked in daytime television. So what soap operas did you produce?
I actually started on a soap opera. Well, none of them are on the air anymore. But I started working on Another World. I don't know if you remember that. It was on NBC. And then I spent most of my career at As the World Turns, which was on CBS, and I did a brief stint at Guiding Light.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So how did you come about creating Clean Pits? Because that's quite the, contrast from going from, New York City producer to, taking it easy, per se, in Colorado, slower life and making natural deodorant.
I know, it is a very different world. So I've always been a maker at heart. So I'm an avid cook. I used to make handmade soaps and give them to my friends and family for the holidays. It's always sort of been just an escape for me to be making things. That's always been sort of a stress relief for me. So my sister actually really pushed me to switch to natural deodorant. And so I tried everything in the stores and none of them really worked for me. And we can talk about that a little bit later, why that is. So I ended up started making my own deodorant. And I was going to a girlfriend's 40th birthday party. And we had a friend that had just finished chemo. So I decided to bring everybody a jar of natural deodorant as a party favor, just to get the conversation started. Because at that time, everybody was pretty cognizant about what kind of food they were eating and eating healthier foods, but people weren't really thinking about what they were putting on their body in terms of beauty. And our skin absorbs 80% of what we put on it. So I made deodorant for everybody, literally printed labels on my way to the airport, slapped them on there, and called it Clean Pits as a joke, just to get the conversation started. And it was a hit. And there was a woman at the party that has a women's boutique in Chicago, and she was like, hey, I want this for my store. And it just really got me thinking. So when I came home, I started really perfecting my formulas and deciding what I wanted them to be and why. And it took me about 8 months. And I decided to, dip my toe in the water, so to speak, at a holiday show at a local yoga studio here. And while I was there, my husband pressed live on my website, posted it on Facebook, and and the rest is history.
How cool.
Yeah.
So how does Clean Pits differ from conventional brands? Like, I want to get really specific here. I want to convince all the naysayers that they need to go switch to natural deodorant and why they need to toss their conventional brand. So can you really break it down for us?
Sure, absolutely. So Clean Pits is very different than conventional brands. One of the things that I was very adamant about is that I wanted every ingredient to be safe. obviously that's the purpose of natural deodorant. But I also wanted the ingredients to be recognizable. So I don't know if you've read the ingredient list on conventional deodorant, but it's super confusing and you definitely need to get on the internet to decipher what is in there. And so I wanted people to be able to quickly understand what they were putting on their body. I also didn't want any fillers. So when I develop all of our formulas, it is of the utmost importance that every ingredient has a purpose. It's either going to have an odor-fighting purpose, a sweat-absorbing purpose, or a moisturizing purpose. And that brings me to another difference between Clean Pits and conventional deodorant is it is skin food. So I don't think people realize how deprived of hydration the skin on their pits is and what a difference it can make in their and just the health of your armpits to actually moisturize your armpits. And we are most definitely not an antiperspirant. No. We are not an antiperspirant. And we can talk about why you do not want to use an antiperspirant.
Absolutely. So why should we be avoiding that?
Well, the whole way that an antiperspirant works, right, is it... antiperspirant uses aluminum compounds, and that clogs your pores, and that prevents your body from sweating, and that's how you stay dry. The problem with that is, well, those aluminum compounds do enter into your bloodstream, and it is, I guess, to be determined what the effects of that are on your body, but there are definitely speculation that that can contribute to Alzheimer's disease. They're still doing studies on that. But the problem just in general with your body's sweat mechanism being blocked by aluminum compounds is that your body sweats because it is meant to cool your body temperature. That's the purpose of sweating. And so when that is blocked and your body can't cool you off, it goes into hyperdrive. So you may not be sweating from your armpits, but your body's going to find a way to cool off your body temperature somehow. So you will start sweating more. And a lot of people think that they're super, super heavy sweaters, but it might just be your antiperspirant that's making you sweat so much. Your body has to work so much harder to cool your body temperature when you use antiperspirant than it would if you didn't.
That's so interesting, and without going into a rabbit hole, yeah, I've definitely heard those things about aluminum being detrimental to your health as well, and
right.
Yeah, I feel like that's a really good point that you're bringing up, that your body is meant to sweat.
Right. There's a purpose for it.
Definitely. Like, our bodies know what they're doing.
Right.
So with that being said, I often hear from people, I tried to switch over to a natural deodorant and it just doesn't work for me, so I had to go back.
Right.
And you and I both know that natural deodorants do work, but sometimes you can't just make the switch. Sometimes you need to actually do something before you make the switch. So can you just explain to everybody what exactly they should be doing or need to do?
Sure. I hear that all the time too. And I hear that's probably the number one thing. Oh, I'm a sweater. Natural deodorant doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell everybody the same thing. They need to detox their armpits. I mean, most of us have been using conventional deodorant since the time we were in our preteens and putting chemicals onto our armpits every single day. So to get natural deodorant to work for you, you really have to set yourself up for some success. So just know what you're getting into. And it's not that bad. I mean, people think that they're going to smell for weeks, and that's just not the case. So you really need to do a pit detox, and there's several different ways to do it. And, you know, there's many different ways online that that you can find to do that. But we recommend dry brushing in the shower. So basically brushing, taking your dry brush and brushing towards your heart to stimulate your lymph nodes. And that will help open your pores and start to allow your body to purge those chemicals that are in your body. You can also alkaline your pits. So after you get out of the shower, just using a little bit of apple cider vinegar or witch hazel and rubbing your pits with that, I do not recommend shaving before you do that, because that would actually really hurt. But that also helps too. People also do recommend like a baking soda paste, and that can be super harsh for people. So I sort of say do that. If you can handle that, that's fine. Baking soda really helps draw out impurities. But we actually tell people too that if you really don't have the time or the energy to do a full pit detox, that just take your clean pits with you wherever you go and apply every few hours, and then just taper off applications until you get to one application a day. And that process, you know, varies for different people, but it can be anywhere from 3 days to a week that you should be able to purge your body of all of those compounds and chemicals, and then be good to go to use natural deodorant.
So what exactly is in clean pits that makes it so effective? We know what's not in it, and we know how to prep for it, but what makes it actually work? What makes it so effective?
So I think I said before, the ingredients have to have one of three properties. They either have to have an odor-fighting property, a sweat-absorbing property, or a moisturizing property. So all of our formulas are coconut oil-based, and then we also have sal butter and shea butter in there for moisturizing properties. Our clary sage and lavender formulas have baking soda in them, and they are our most powerful formulas. And then we have non-GMO cornstarch and arrowroot in all of our formulas to help absorb your sweat. And we do have, I think I was saying that it took us over a year to formulate our stick, and we use a rice bran wax, and that also has really lovely moisturizing properties in it as well. So that is basically it.
So I know you've also called it skin food. Right. Because you kind of refer to it, you know, because it does actually hydrate your armpits as well. So are you able to elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said before, most deodorants are super, super harsh on your skin and your armpits, and you can get a lot of irritation. Clean Pits really tries to moisturize your skin, and so that really helps with razor burn. So you can shave more, especially in the summer months. That's always a bonus. And it really also helps with the appearance of your skin, too. So it really helps to take away dark spots and just smooth your skin so that it feels like any other type of skin on your body. And that was actually sort of a bonus that I figured out when I switched to natural deodorant. Like, wow, I never even knew that my armpits could be this smooth, because they hadn't been in ever. So, and I hear that time and time again from clients that they look smoother, less spots, they feel firmer. It really does make a difference.
I really love that you have such a purpose behind each of the ingredients, and everything is just so intentional. So I'm really curious, do you plan on having or creating any more products for Clean Pits, whether that be new scents or, you know, new products altogether?
Well, we are sort of looking at different products. I have this overall vision that I want to have this entire clean line of hygiene products. So that'll take me, I feel like, a long time. I'm self-funded. So, but right now we're looking at two different things. So looking into expanding the deodorant line, CBD oil really is interesting to me. And I want to play around with the benefits of CBD oil. We've had a lot of requests for charcoal formulas. So we are definitely looking into that. And then I'm just super interested in lip balm. That might be the next thing that comes out, just from a personal perspective, because we actually ingest so much of the lip balm and the lipstick that we put on our lips. So that's interesting to me. But I don't know, Erica, what interests you? What would you like to see?
I actually love the idea of the charcoal. I feel I've done a lot of research on the charcoal as well, and I've read that it pulls out toxins. So I definitely would be interested in that. I feel like there just isn't enough options on the market. And I love that you're even looking to expand it to the CBD section.
Yes. Yes. We're in Colorado, and there's CBD oil everywhere. And so it's just really something that really piques my interest.
Definitely. I can see why. I feel like it's super trendy right now, but for good reason.
Right. Right.
It's actually one of those trends that's like a good trend, a good healthy trend.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the problem that I'm having actually with it right now is that it's super expensive. And so, you know, how do you use CBD oil in a way where it's effective, but it's not also price prohibitive too?
Right. So. No, that makes total sense. Now, I want to know, where did you, I know you, you know, formulated this yourself and you pulled it all together, but where did you do your research? Do you have like any favorite health and wellness like blogs or books or brands or anything that you follow? If anybody else wanted to do a little bit more research of their own too?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the first people that I started following in the wellness realm, and I still follow her, and she's amazing, is Wellness Mama.
Yeah,
I love her.
She is the best.
Yes. And so she also was probably one of the first people that sort of piqued my interest in clean beauty way back when. I still tune into her podcast all of the time. You know, I just did a lot of research on my own and a lot of trial and error. So I would read people's formulas and why they liked certain ingredients. And then I would try that ingredient and I would either like it or I didn't like it. I mean, I spent just hours and hours concocting things in my kitchen and using my husband and myself as a, you know, as test subjects and friends and family. And my sister lives in Oregon, and I was constantly sending her boxes of things. And she had a teen, you know, had a preteen son at the time, now a teenager, and I was making him use it.
That's a real testament to your brand for a teenage boy to be able to use it and not be smelly.
Right.
I feel like that needs to be a tagline somewhere.
Yeah. Keeps teenage boys smelling fresh.
Seriously.
So I mean, it was a lot of trial and error. And then I also, you know, worked with some chemists and some, I ended up connecting this with this chemist outside of Boulder, and we would just talk, and I'd send her stuff and talk to her about different ingredients. And she was fantastic, because I don't have a background in chemistry. But she really sort of helped guide me, in the right direction. So, it was a team effort.
I love that. It takes a village, right?
Yes, it sure does.
So I have one more question for you.
Okay.
And I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Oh, it's so funny. I have some in my fridge downstairs, but it's not my favorite formula. I mean, my favorite formula. I'm talking deodorant.
Got
so.
Formula on the brain.
I love pomegranate.
Ooh, that's a good one. Where is that the healthy version that you like, or is there another brand?
So we actually, and I'm not even going to know the brand name, and I should, but we have a natural grocery store out here that has kombucha on tap.
How cool.
Yes, and I have to say that it is totally different. It's totally different when you get it on tap. So I have like this, it's like a mini growler, and I fill it up there. And I should know what brand it is, but I don't know.
Very cool. I love the idea of it being on tap.
Yes. Have you ever tried it that way?
I have. I think only at like maybe the vitamin shop or something, because they also have some on tap. But usually I just buy it at Whole Foods, or this summer my goal is to make my own.
Exciting.
I'm really fearful of doing it because I just feel like I'm going to mess it up and the bacteria is going to like poison me and my family.
No.
So I'm gonna give it a try this summer. Everybody says it's so easy.
And I've never tried it, but I hear when you make it yourself, it's, like, so much better, too.
Yeah, I also hear it's a lot more potent, and I'm breastfeeding still, so I've kind of been a little weary about that.
Yeah.
You know, because it doesn't have to meet those non-alcoholic guidelines.
I gotcha.
Yeah, through the fermentation process. So, yeah. Okay, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you on social media, your website, and where they can find some clean pits.
Sure, absolutely. So our website is easy to remember. It's cleanpitscompany.com. On Facebook, we are at facebook.com/cleanpits. On Instagram and on Pinterest, we are at Clean Pits Co.
Perfect.
Yes, and also we have for your listeners, Erica, 15% off their first order with the coupon code Kombucha.
Perfect. How exciting. Thank you. That's so generous of you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. We want to spread the Clean Pits love. That's our goal.